We have some folks that couldn't be here tonight, and they always appreciate being able to hear the message. Our gospel reading comes from the 20th chapter of John's gospel record. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they've laid him." And Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down and to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the Scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying. One at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told him that he had said these things to her. Reading from the Gospel according to John. Can you imagine? He was dead. They all knew that he was dead. There was no question in their mind that he was dead. But they had to overcome that. You know, many of you have been to the services because you were able, and some who are here tonight maybe have not been to a service for this Lenten series this year. Each year the ministerium puts together a weekly series of messages. These community Lenten services have become a favorite of many of the people in the community. Because I know that because I hear that from people. We do this to build unity among the members of the body of Christ in this community. And this year we agreed to use the theme, giving it up. On February 14th, Pastor David Perry delivered the message at the Bruin United Methodist Church on giving up expectations. Those people really had to give up some expectations. They expected him to stay in the grave. Pastor David explained how we all have expectations. And we have a predetermined structure of what we expect God to do. He said we have to give up our expectations to get God's expectations for us. We have to give up ours to get His. And he said in his explanation of this, of how the Holy Spirit transforms us. On February 21st, Pastor Jim Lewis spoke at St. Paul's in the community church there in Sugar Creek on giving up enemies. And in this message, Pastor Jim talked about how enemies leave scars and how unforgiveness imprisons us. Forgiving others releases us from a self-imposed prison. Those folks really had to give up some enemies there. Because after all, their master, their leader was killed. On February 28th, Pastor Floyd Barnhart spoke at the Fairview Presbyterian Church on giving up superiority. In his message, we learned how humble Jesus lived. If we follow him, He makes us different, like Him. They certainly had to give up that idea of superiority. They thought He was going to be the king, the ruler, right there and then. On Wednesday, March 7th, Pastor Joe Boomhauer delivered a message at Corn City United Methodist Church entitled, Giving Up Our Lives. He spoke on surrender and service and sacrifice and how God is the bone setter who makes all things new. He revives us to be His people. Now, at that time, those people didn't get that picture. They thought He was in the grave and that was it. He was going to stay there. Last Wednesday, Pastor Ryan Lucas spoke at St. John's on giving up popularity. He explained how Jesus gave up popularity to serve the Father and the common people. And His followers had to do the same. They weren't going to be popular. In fact, they were going to be hated. And so here we are now, tonight, at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church. Yours truly's been given the title, Giving Up Death. And I have to confess to you, when I thought about that, how do you give up death? The very first thing that came to my mind is, how do you give up death? I mean, really? We can't stop our death, right? We can't stop death. How are we going to give it up? It's something we don't have any control over, right? And so I got to thinking about that. And I thought, well, in order to give something up, we have to embrace something else. To give up expectation, we have to embrace God's will and let go of ours. Embrace the truth. Depend on Christ to do only what He can do. He alone can save us. To give up enemies, we must embrace differences and accept Christ as He mediates between us and the Father. To give up superiority, we must embrace humility as Christ gave up His own superiority. And in that process, Christ gained superiority and lordship over us. To give up our lives, we must embrace our mortality and become invisible as Christ becomes visible in us. As Christ is projected from us. To give up popularity, we must embrace things like disrespect and disfavor and even hate. Remember, Jesus said the world hated Him first and the world's going to hate us too. His disciples learned that firsthand. So what is it that we must embrace to give up death? And some of you may have got that as soon as I asked the question. To give up death, we must embrace life. Jesus said He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. So we must embrace Christ. If we're going to give up death, we must embrace Christ. In Acts chapter 10, we hear Him, Christ, God raised up on the third day and showed Him openly, not to all the people, we just read this, but to witnesses chosen before God, even to the disciples who ate and drank with Him after He arose from the dead. The whole world didn't see Him at that time, but we have the ability to proclaim Him, to bring Him to them, to express Christ from within us. If we give up our lives, we give up our expectations, we give up what we believe we are, regardless of what it is. We're people of the resurrection, and we embrace life because He lives. He lives, and because He lives, we too shall live. He's alive. He's alive forevermore, and He brings life to those who give up death. And so then I got to thinking, well, what is this death? I mean, we all know what death is. We've attended funerals. We've lost loved ones that have gone on to eternity. But what does the Scripture tell us? It's written, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's found in the 6th chapter of Romans. And then again in Acts chapter 10, which we read, he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him, all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. Sin brings death. Remission of sin brings life. The fifth chapter of Romans teaches us that death came in Adam, but life comes in Christ. And to give up death, we must give up that flesh that guides us in this life. We have to let go of this, surrender it to him. Give up those fleshly ways that bring death. Embrace the heavenly, yes, the spiritual way of Christ. If Christ lives in us, then we live in new life. That's what his word teaches. As sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Do you not know? We hear in Romans chapter 6 and verse 16, do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey? Whether of sin leading to death, or of obedience leading to righteousness. Give up death. Give up death. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. That's in Romans chapter 8 and verse 2. So we are here guided to embrace the law of the Spirit of life. In the reading from John's gospel record, we heard the account of how his resurrection was first observed and then proclaimed. The disciples did not believe Mary Magdalene when she told him he gave up death and was living. They didn't believe her. Who was this woman? They ran to the tomb themselves. They had to see for themselves. And isn't that true of all of us at some point in our lives? We didn't believe that there was eternal life for us. We had to see for ourselves. We had to experience it. And then once we experienced that glorious new life, that everlasting life that dwells within us, we could share it with others. What did they see when they went to that tomb? Emptiness. They saw the remnant of death. But what they didn't realize was that was also the beginning of new life. And when they found the living Christ, they had to give up everything that they thought possible, everything they thought true. They had to give up every aspect of what they believed to embrace what was now the truth. There was everlasting life. Remember, it's written in the fourth chapter of James. Submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Don't be people of death. Be people of life. New life. Give up death. Live in the new life of Christ. This is like a power tool we have from the Father. A spiritual power tool. That helps us to root out that death in our lives, to give it up so that we can live. We can live now and we can live forever. It's a spiritual power tool for giving up sin because the wages of sin is death. But the new life comes in Christ. Resolve to be people of life who help others give up death. Isn't that what our Lord commissioned us to do? Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you, he said, always, even to the end of the age. Is he with us? He said he is. He said he would be. So are we people of life? If he's alive and he's with us, are we not people of life? Have we not given up death? How could we possibly live in death and be people of life? So that as sin reigned in death, we hear in Romans chapter 5 and verse 21, even so grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Resolve to give up death. Each of us can make that our giving it up as we approach the remembrance of the resurrection. Let's resolve to give up death, everything that brings death. And let's resolve to be people of that resurrection, people of life. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would help us to make this resolve in our heart to give up death, to resolve to embrace life. Yes. Hallelujah. Father, we are so weak at times in our flesh, but if Christ is with us, then he can strengthen us. Help us to resist the devil. Help us to submit to you, Father. Help us to draw near to you. Your word says that you are inhabiting the praises of your people. So help us to praise you. Help us to verbally praise you. And in this, submit to you. And in this, resist the devil. In this, give up death. And embrace life. I pray in Christ's name. And all of God's people said, Amen.